You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Woo! We are boats, more like we are bored.
We are bored on a boat.
Yes. Oh boy. Well, it's just us this time, and we're going to be reviewing the Breaking Glass Pictures. What is this? We Are Boats.
We Are Boats. Yes. Yeah. I couldn't figure out the title there. I'm like, okay, when's the title going to make sense? And I don't know if the title ever really makes sense, but at least there's a reference to it at the very, very last scene. Not quite last scene, but close to the last scene.
Yeah, it's towards the climax. Yeah. It's just like, okay. Well, I guess. Whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, as you can see, it's just us this time. London and...
Laura.
Yeah. So I get to hear our nice, soothing voices for this very...
That's right.
Quiet and...
Quiet and restrained voices doing We Are Boats.
Yes. Talking about a not too interesting film, but okay, let's get into it. So, We Are Boats is, like I said, it's made by Breaking Glass Pictures. It's directed, written and directed by a man named James Byrd. He's kind of has an interesting little resume. Made a couple movies, From Above, Eat Spirit Eat. He has the same theme, which is kind of goes on with this one, which is, Hey, Laura, do you want to describe it or do you want me to describe it?
I don't know. It's pretty conceptual. It's about a concept more than anything. And intertwining lives and past lives and future lives. Mixed with a little bit of Native American ideology, perhaps, I think, is sort of his style. I'm guessing. I haven't seen his other movies.
Yeah, neither have I, but I think that's what you're hinting at. I kind of see that same trend with his other films. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, definitely, it seems like a continuation of that. He did some other stuff, like I think some TV movies. I think he did that for money. Like, just like, oh, hackers band together to take down this thing. I'm like, yeah, that's just money. I think this is his passion right here. It's like,
yeah,
this type
of movie. Agree.
So more into the summary. Basically, what we begin with is, and this is like I said, this is the very beginning. A woman unfortunately gets murdered, and she goes into the afterlife. And while there, she is able to get assigned a job where she, I don't know, it's kind of confusing. I guess she helps people. She's kind of like an angel in a way,
and
she helps different people. Yeah, like assisting people in certain like crises of their lives, and but it's like, yeah, I guess it's. I'm sorry. I know this is people.
It's
apologize.
Hard to describe without totally giving the sort of plot away. The plot is loose, shall we say?
Yeah,
and I think that the IMDb blurb doesn't really do it justice either. It doesn't really give you an idea of what the film's actually like, and it's. Yeah, it's a pretty loose version of what someone possibly might do in the afterlife without, purgatory type issue, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the aspects I wish they had kind of spent more time on was the actual afterlife, because I always find that interesting within different, like, films, like, how they depict it. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember in Beetlejuice, they depicted it more, like, in a bureaucratic way, you know.
Right.
Like it's like waiting in line at DMV. I thought that was really funny and that was interesting. And here it just kind of like they brush right over it.
Yeah, I wish that had happened. I wish that had been explored a little bit more too. It might have made it a little bit more interesting as Francesca made her way through these various things. And it wasn't really clear. It was just sort of hinted at what she was doing, and it was very conversation heavy. So it'd be a lot of moralizing mm-hmm. and philosophizing between characters, and that just for me became a little bit overpowering and too much without exploring the interesting ideas that the director had put forth, actually. So
yeah, and Yeah, I remember before the podcast, I mentioned that it would really sound. It seems much better as a play, like a stage production.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Actually, I would love to see this as a play. I think it would work really well. Actually.
Yeah, and it's got especially
a rotating cast, a lot of cast members. I mean, there's a lot that could happen with this.
No, definitely. And the only thing with the cast, well, I'll get into that, but yeah, it would give them, because the dialogue itself is very melodramatic. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any lines but at the moment, but it just seemed like this would be great moments for people on stage to kind of give their monologue or mm-hmm. like that. So that's the only reason. And two, there's not many, the setting, it doesn't really move too much. Well, in the heaven setting is probably the most, like, cinematic in a way, because it's just they're in other areas.
Mm-hmm. And the beginning of it was gorgeous.
Yes,
it was beautifully shot.
No, yeah, that's the thing. In the beginning, they did, and it was. I thought it was interesting. Some interesting designs, kind of mm-hmm. like some cultural aspects to it. I was intrigued by, but just later on, it kind of just felt just became flat. Like it was just like flat shots.
Those interesting things, and it moved on into the philosophizing and moralizing through these loosely entwined people, and we lost the interesting visual aspects that happened at the beginning and the interesting concepts that were introduced as well, I think, for me.
No, yeah, and it's just, it kind of turned into just, felt like L.A. people trying to philosophize. Mm-hmm. It just turned into that.
Yeah, and the characters were all quite one note.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And there was no change for any of these characters, really. No, even though they're supposed to be changing, but it didn't explore those personal interactions of these characters. So I don't know. I wish that there had been more character development. There are a lot of cast members in here. A lot of little stories.
Yeah. No, that's very true. And to kind of jump on that, I think with the dialogue, it's very hard for them to act
mm-hmm.
because it's the dialogue ranges from, or I don't know if it's the dialogue, I think plays a part, but the performances range from monotone and disinterested to extreme.
Yeah.
And that's, you never get in between, nothing, there's no variety in between those. You either get that or that. There's some charming little moments, like there was this couple in there in the movie that they were doing some little cute things. I'm like, okay, that's charming, but that's sweet. But it's everything else though was so, it was constantly monotone or dramatic.
Right. It was just one note. Everything was one. Every character was one note, and was not. There were no depths explored, and you know, yeah, that does come. I think that does come down to scripts.
Yeah, and maybe I think that the script and so I think the actors are a little green. And there's no one really big here. And like on IMDb, they have Luke Hemsworth at the top, which is silly because he's barely in the movie.
No, I know.
Just because he's a big name.
Good job by his agent, probably.
Oh yeah. But like, Angela, hey, one of the Hemsworth brothers.
Angela Serafian, is that her name? I mean, everyone knows her from Westworld, and she's great to look at. And I was interested in seeing her because I liked the dichotomy of how she was speaking at the beginning and how she talked to people. And it's, you know, this realist way of speaking compared to, you know, how gorgeous she is, because she's freaking gorgeous. And so it was this contrast that was really nice. But then that also was not explored. It's like, you could have really used her, I think. I think this girl's got some chops in her that we haven't seen yet. I think it's possible.
Yeah, and that's the one. Like I said, I just wish it was just. I feel like there was so much potential here.
I agree,
and
I want more. And they just.
exactly. I want
more from this person. I liked the ideas. I like the concepts of it. I think that there are some really good ideas and some good impulses, but it just needs more, or more honing. And look, less dialogue. Perhaps.
You know, honing, I think that's actually important. Like, maybe instead of having multiple, because there's a big cast, there's multiple characters, maybe just focus in on just a couple
mm-hmm.
and just develop those.
Yeah, And each one of these, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, this maybe this would have been better as like a miniseries or a TV show. I can see it totally, each one of these characters that she touches is a story that could easily have been opened up into an episode, you know, a 50-minute episode on, you know, Netflix or something, or, you know, whatever, streaming service. But each one of these more developed ideas, and they all link, and so they're all going to be linked throughout. That would have been really cool. I would like to see that, actually.
That would have been great because then they would have had like a, you know, they could have had more of a bigger budget, and they could have continued, like, they could have actually fleshed out each story, and then, you know, right, moving on until, and like, I don't want to spoil anything, but there, let's just say that the protagonist Francesca, she has something that she's working towards, and I think that it would, like, having a series would kind of be able to build tension and build that better connection, and that more of a audience involvement in her succeeding in her goal. So, I think that would have been a really good idea. I'm trying to think of anything else. What else to say? Let me see. Oh, one thing I will say. I'm really appreciative of the diversity in the film.
Me too. That was great.
So I know James Byrd. I believe he is Native American, and I'm so glad that he cast other Native people in there.
Graham Greene. I'm always happy to see Graham Greene. I love him. He's one of my favorite character actors. He's just so good. Like, just in general.
He is just a bundle of just youthful charm. Mm-hmm. Just like, you see him, I saw him, I just instantly became happy, even though, like, he has some sad moments, but I'm just like,
I know, me too.
I really like this guy.
He's back on screen. And who is this kid? Boo Boo Stewart? That's a heck of a name, but
I love that name.
I love that name. But you know what? What a joyful presence on screen that kid is. Mm-hmm. He really popped for me. Amanda Plummer, always good. I mean, she always plays what she plays, and she does a great job of it, and a lot of energy whenever she was on screen, which was fantastic. Actually, Luke Hemsworth, I mean, I think the actors all did an incredible job. I think there was a pretty good job of casting. Some weaker moments. Like you said, some of the people are pretty green, but, I mean, in general, I think the casting was good, but I would have really have liked to see each one of these stories more developed, as well as Francesca's, because it was her backstory just got lost and through the whole movie. We didn't see her intensity to finish it off, even though we knew it was there because we were told it was there. But I mean, to be able to see that for ourselves, to see what she was working towards and her struggles, there had to be some kind of struggle. She wasn't struggling. She was just doing her thing.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, the way, especially with her story, there's a lot of time jumps, and we're kind of in a point of hers where she's been doing this for a while, so it's like, oh, okay, it's not that big of a deal. Like, if it was like her starting out, we could have been like, okay, what's going on? It could have introduced us to what she's doing, how does she do it, or how does she do her job, and yet we're just kind of like in that situation where it's kind of like, well, even she makes a joke about it. She makes reference to, like, James Bond or something. And it's kind of like, it's like, what, imagine, like, watching James Bond in, like, you know, the Roger Moore era. You didn't see the Sean Connery era. Like, he just kind of jumped right into it. Or the Timothy Dalton, something, or, you know, something like the middle of James Bond without getting the back of it. Or, you know, just kind of like, boom, here it is. Special agent guy. Awesome. Great at what he does. Could do everything. Yada, yada. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't know what you do, but it would be nice if you explained it a little bit. But it's just kind of like you get thrust in there. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I think with the whole, I could tell it when it said it's written and directed, I think maybe if the director, he worked with someone else to kind of polish up the script, or give him, maybe, like, try to tell him what ideas he can go with. Like, you know, like what you said. Hey, maybe you could turn this into a series.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe, I don't know, like just like a focus on a couple of characters, and you know, maybe make a turn, maybe do say something else for like a sequel or something. I don't know, or have it be like or set up this world some more, because you know that's like I talked about Beetlejuice in the beginning. That's one of the things I liked about it, was in Beetlejuice you know, it was still mystical, but you kind of got a good understanding of how the afterlife worked and what the characters were supposed to do. Here, it's like they're there, but they never... And then there's some other points that pop up, and I'm not going to spoil it, but it comes towards the end, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Where's this going? And then credits.
Yeah. There's some unfinished things that were happening, and some what? Yeah, and the time passage, yeah, that was also like, oh wait, I guess we're something happened and some time passed. It wasn't really clear.
Yeah, so. But okay. Well, I think we've kind of expressed enough to,
yep,
you know, just what we could say. So let's get into final thoughts. So Laura, you want to start?
Sure. I think this is. I have mixed feelings about this. I like the concept of it. I think it was, I think that there are some, the beginning had some really beautiful shots and then that was lost. So the rest of it was just kind of gone. And a lot of two shots throughout a whole movie makes it for a really dull visual experience, which sucks because in the beginning there were some really beautiful shots and some really great, as you said, production design elements. And I think it was a concept that just didn't quite find its feet. And I would like to, it's not bad, but I sure would like to see more of the storylines developed in maybe a different medium would have been a better fit for the storyline. And yeah, that's what I think. And so, you know, I'm giving this my unnumerical review number is not going to be a number, but my arbitrary review. There we go. I cannot think of that word today. Jesus. arbitrary review today is going to be, you know, a wishy-washy walk through the metaphorical waves of the afterlife.
Oh, that was nice. That was pretty good.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
It's very poetic and apropos for such a poetic film.
Yes, well, it is poetic and makes me think. I mean, it does make me think of what I could, you know, about the concept. So it's not terrible. It's not a fail. Just I just want more. I want more. Mm-hmm. I think there's more there. Give me more, James.
No, yeah, actually, again, I'm going to mirror most of what you said. Actually, yeah, all of what you said, but I completely agree with you. let's just say, when looking at this, at first I was really frustrated, and I think at times, sometimes I get frustrated for two. I get frustrated for two reasons. One is when I know a movie is really, really bad, and it just irritates me, or they do things that annoy me. It just personally, and this one I got frustrated because I saw the potential, and it's like the actors, the writing, from the direction, I'm like, this has potential. You have interesting ideas. I just wish that this could be fleshed out better, or properly done. And you know, I am like this guy, the director, he's pretty young. He only made a couple movies, and I think, you know, He has time to polish off his craft, and he's gonna, and if he's in LA, he's, you know, he seems like, you know, with this crew, his cast and crew, I think he has some good people around him. So I think in the future he's gonna, you know, he has a bright one, because, you know, this may flounder a little bit, but you know, if he keeps going forward, I think he can really do something. And I like someone who's writing stories like these, talking about the afterlife, you know, discussing that connection or even lack of connection that we have with one another.
Right.
I mean, I think that's great, you know, so.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And having these, even though there's an awful lot of philosophizing and moralizing, I mean, having those conversations is important, particularly in our time right now when so much of that seems to be just gone. And I think these are important things to discuss right now. And people should be having connections with other people. And we should be having moral talks about morality and ethics and philosophizing. I think those are good exercises to do.
No, you're fine. I like being quiet, as you could tell from the other podcast. So. But back to the point. Mirror could be good as a miniseries, whatever. But I'm looking forward to what this guy does in the future. This one I can't really. It'll be difficult for me to recommend, but overall, I'm just going to give it a. I'll give it a little more. 5.5 passing through dirt out of 10.
There you go.
Okay, everyone. So, all right. So that's our review of We Are Boats. I wish I can end the joke, but I got nothing. Yep. We are boats. We are bored. But maybe a boat to the future, you know.
The boat to the future.
Yes. Connect with each other, people. That one message comes from here. Also, pay attention more to Native American lore, because I think it's quite fascinating. So.
Yeah. Now I want to find out about ducks, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Why wasn't it We Are Ducks?
We Are Ducks. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and record.